for the morning. In the second Aliyah, after Avram finishes his encounter with the angels, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides that he's going to tell Avram about what he's going to do to Sodom. And he says, Vayomer Hashem, Zakat Sodom v'amara ki rabba, v'chatatam ki chavda mo'od. And Rashi points out that the way that I just pronounced the word resh bet hey was the correct way, because the etnachta is actually under the resh, which is unique. You would expect it to say rabbah. In fact, the bet has a dagesh in it, but it's nevertheless, it's pronounced rabbah. And why is that important? It says, kol rabbah shebemikra hatam namata babet. Usually, the tam is under the bet. Like I said, rabbah. Lefi shehen miturgamin gedola o gedela v'holechet. Because it really usually means to become big. In other words, rabbah usually means that something is getting bigger. Rabbah means something is getting bigger. But here it's different because over here it's on the first syllable because it means that it's already happened. The zakat Sodom v'amara ki rabba, the yelling over there, all the terrible corruption that's happening over there, it's already happened. I was wondering why is this important? Why is it so important that number one, the Torah has to point it out and that Rashi has to point it out? And I think actually in light of another Rashi in this week's parasha, we can make sense of it. Anybody think of another Rashi that we can use towards the end of the parasha to make sense of this one? It's actually quite a famous Rashi. It very often gets cited on Rosh Hashanah. It's the first reading on Rosh Hashanah is the reading of the way that Avram sends out Hagar and Yishmael, this week's parasha, and what it says, what Hashem says about Yishmael himself. What does Hashem say? He says, I'm going to look at the boy, Ba'asher Husham, the way he is right now. And Rashi comments over there that Hashem doesn't look at what Yishmael's descendants are going to become and what they're going to do to Bnei Israel and how they're going to be killers. But rather, he only looks at the boy right now. Right now, he's not guilty of anything. And what these two Rashis seem to have in common is that Hashem waits. When it comes to punishing people, Hashem waits until they've actually done it. He doesn't punish them based on what they're going to do in the future. As opposed to, as the Maral points out in Netiva Tshuva, the mitzvah itself of Ben Sorer Omoreh, where we punish a child, well, we don't actually ever do it, but in theory, a child is punished for what he's going to do in the future. The Maral says, that's din bidei Adam. That's given over to man. Hashem doesn't do that. He commands man to do it because it's for the good of society, but it's only done by man. Hashem never punishes people for something that they haven't yet done. That seems to be the lesson over here from the words Rabbah, and also from later on, from Ba'asher Husham. Shavua Tov.